Congratulations. You guys led it wire to wire here tonight, got off to the big lead. Gilden made a little run in that second quarter, got it to within nine in the second quarter and the third quarter, and then you guys really took control of the game late third quarter and the rest of the way.
They did. I mean, we played hard. We just struggled making some shots sometime, you know, in that second quarter. You know, and plus we're trying to get a couple extra guys in there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Bo's ankle a little bit sore. It's a combination of a couple things as far as kind of slows in that second. You know, we didn't take the shots that were probably there, and we probably rushed a couple. So, I mean, we got to just got to kind of keep our poise a little bit and then take what's given us.
Well, a big spark for you guys tonight was Justin Froh coming up with 10 first-half points, and I believe that might be a season high for him, but he hit some big shots for you in that first half when you were needing some.
He did. I mean, he had the two threes. One of them was a bouncer as far as, you know, hit the front of the rim, hit the backboard, come back in. You know, so a little, you know, fortunate bounce on that. But, you know, the first two looked really good. You know, but, you know, the main thing, you know, probably sparked his confidence up a little bit. We need him to be able to shoot the ball when he's wide open, because, you know, there's a lot of times this year where he hasn't shot the ball. You know, and it's hurt our offense. I mean, to be in rhythm with it right there, he needs to catch and shoot, or catch and get into the 15-foot mark and hit that shot. It doesn't always have to be a three if you're wide open. You take that one bounce and get the shot. And if you do that, it's still right within the flow of the offense.
And you guys were able to get some subs in there tonight as well, getting a little bit more. Guido Lotti had a nice layup basket up the middle there. Marshall Froh had 4 points and some mop-up duty. Zach Carson got some points there, 4 points for him tonight.
Well, Zach's had a couple pretty good JV games in the, you know, last week or so. So, you know, it's nice to see him come in and then finish at the varsity level. And, you know, if you think back to the Holcomb game, he was kind of forced into action and wasn't really ready for it. And, you know, tonight, you know, really no hesitation, just caught the ball, made a nice up and under move, and, you know, got his shot off. So, you know, we need different guys off the bench at different times to be ready. And maybe a different kid every game. It could be, you know, we basically have six starters. You know, those six guys play majority of the time. And, you know, they've kind of taken turns as far as who's starting, who's not starting. But, you know, we need one or two, one and a half guys, you know, coming off the bench and, you know, do something that sparks the team, whether it's a jump shot, whether it's a steal, whether it's a rebound, whether it's a drive pass. You know, they have to take care of that business.
Well, you guys get a victory here to go to 15-5 on the air, a second lowest amount of points you've given up all year. And you had to be pretty happy with the defense overall here tonight.
Well, it's kind of hard to say. I mean, because In the fourth quarter, you know, when their subs come in, they were just bombs away without, you know, any continuity or anything like that. So, you know, that's what I asked, you know, Coach Hutchins, was their defense that good or was their offense, you know, struggling that much? He said maybe a combination of the two. And, you know, I think we were out there on him, you know, as far as, you know, contesting. We got to stay in our stance a little bit longer sometimes. First half, Bo had some trouble with his ankle, got beat on the baseline two or three times. You know, but, you know, hopefully we give him the day off tomorrow, get a two-day weekend with we're going to go Friday morning. So I give him, you know, most of Friday, all of Saturday, you know, off for a 48-hour recovery. And hopefully we can kind of get him semi-normal.
Yeah, you have a six-day layoff, and it'll be kind of a variety of teams who you'll play first round, depending on how the seating and how the outcome of maybe some of those lower seeds tonight. But be kind of nice to get your team some rest and then kind of start over for next week.
Well, you know, it's the last season. You know, as far as, you know, the portion of the season, we kind of break up the schedule in different, you know, seasonal parts. You got the pre-Christmas, you got the pre-tournament. And then, you know, the tournament in itself is, you know, kind of a mid-season, mini deal, and then, you know, finish it up. So, you know, we're to the part of the season. I told them I really like this part of the season because, number one, you either make noise or you put your stuff away. So, you know, no excuses. You show up every game to play, and, you know, you got to realize that you don't want one flub up and you're done. And, you know, I'd really like the pressure of that as far as, you know, the coaching and also as the players to see, you know, who's capable of making that type of action.
Well, it was your last game here tonight, the Max Jones Fieldhouse. You guys have had some pretty good success here in this building in your 20 years. And I believe it was your first year you guys went to state the sub-state.
Yeah, we won against Hugoton in the sub-state that year. And then, you know, about 3 or 4 years later, Colby beat us here, and then Colby went on to make a pretty good run at state. So that's probably one of the more disappointing games. And we had a game, you know, probably Trey's junior year where we got his junior year, you know, we got beat up here. That was kind of disappointing. So those are the two that really stand out. But, you know, over the 20 years, we've had a lot of success here and, you know, honestly, about everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, so that makes it, you know, really fun to coach whenever you got, you know, kids that play hard and play for the, you know, the Scott City on their jersey instead of for themselves. And, you know, so that's fun as far as the coaching. So, you know, a lot of different memories. And, you know, that last regular season game, probably, you know, I'm not going to rule it out because I'm not retiring. I'm just, you know, giving coaching up for a couple years. You know, for the most part, you know, I'm probably done coaching high school basketball after this year. And, you know, I don't have any regrets. I mean, I'm going out with a really nice bunch of kids. Mm-hmm. You know, they've played hard all year. It hasn't always been pretty, but, you know, they have played hard. I don't know if you can give a game where we haven't gone out there and played hard. You know, it's just been we haven't played well. You know, there is a difference. So, you know, I don't have any regrets. You know, we're going to see what happens in Substate and hopefully play another week after that. But, you know, it's been great, and I appreciate working with you.
All right. Thank you, Coach.